May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. First of all, may I apologise that I'm not Julie. Some of you may have been expecting Julie to preach, but you'll hear her many times after Christmas. The New Testament has two different accounts preceding the birth of Jesus. Luke's passage is the passage we perhaps know best, and this contains the Annunciation story of the angel Gabriel speaking to Mary, announcing that she was to bring the Christ child into the world. The way the story describes it, she wasn't actually given any choice, but after that she was told that she would bear a son, she said, "Let it be to me according to your word." Her acceptance of this honour, with its painful consequences, is enshrined in the Christian prayer we call the Hail Mary, and the song of praise afterwards is called the Magnificat, which has inspired Christian hymn writing and praise ever since. And of course, the story has also inspired a great deal of Christian art, and we have our own depiction of it here in our North Isle. Mary accepted God's call on her life with grace, but there was somebody else on whom the birth of Jesus also depended. This, of course, was Joseph. He was not given much choice either, but also accepted his part in God's plan. And today's gospel reading is the account of his instruction from the angel Gabriel according to St. Matthew. It tells how Joseph, when he heard that his fiancée was pregnant, decided that he would end the relationship as politely and kindly as he could. But then he was confronted by the angel Gabriel, this time in a dream, which is something which is Matthew's preference, who told him of her pregnancy and how it was God's plan, and that his role would be to support his young bride in the immensity of the challenge which she faced. Like Mary, Joseph said yes, and his actions afterwards fully lived up to his words. He stayed by her side, he supported her, protected her and her child, and was a father to Jesus at least through his childhood, when of course Joseph disappears from our story, and none of us know what happened to him after that. Whenever I hear the gospel accounts of Mary and Joseph and their tricky start with their baby, I think of Père Dominique. When I was 20, I first went to visit the monastery at St. Honorat in the south of France with a group from my university here in London. I'd travelled there over 3 days by motorbike, and when I arrived, it felt like I'd arrived in paradise. There were palm trees, the sea was lapping gently against the shore, and the worship they offered in their church was absolutely beautiful. Père Dominique was the guest master in the hotellery, and he did his best to introduce us to monastic spirituality. A central part of this was reciting the Angelus together, the recital of the Annunciation story with the prayer, "Hail Mary, full of grace." And this took place for guests at lunchtime, and it was required of everybody before you were given anything to eat. We all stood in the refectory, and he, dressed in his white robes and his black scapular, very, very worn black scapular over the top, stood at one end in front of a blackboard on which he had written the words in French in that beautiful script that children in French schools learn and are able to reproduce all their lives. If he suspected that somebody was not saying the words of the Angelus loud and clear, he fixed them with his steely glare and he tapped the board quite clearly with his stick. His encouragement to me to say that prayer had a very deep effect at a time when I was considering God's call in my own life and what obedience to that call might look like. For nearly 40 years, I've returned to the monastery year after year, and I still say the Angelus here every day. We say it at the beginning of morning prayer together. There in the monastery, it was l'ange s'annonça que Marie sera mère de Dieu. In the experience of Mary and in that of Joseph, I think we see our own choices and the call of God to bear his life to nurture and protect what is true, to accept the challenges of obedience and faithfulness. Mary said, "Let it be to me according to your word." And Joseph did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. May we follow their example in the sometimes tangled choices in our own lives. Père Dominic was actually a very sweet man. I was slightly terrified of him at the time, but he was quite sweet, as I found out afterwards. He had a great way of making people feel at ease when they were staying there and explaining the complexities of Catholic and monastic life. He even had emergency supplies of red Marlborough in his cupboard for anybody who couldn't manage without them. Things were, of course, like that in 1982. He found the summer season with the many, many visitors who came to the monastery quite exhausting. And so, at this time of the year, before Christmas, he headed up into the mountains to spend a month in a hermitage by himself, resetting before Christmas and recovering from the visitor deluge. And no doubt, while he was there, the words spoken by Gabriel to Mary and to Joseph were in his mind and on his lips, as they are for every monk and nun and priest, and for each of us Christians, perhaps, as we consider God's call on our lives. He died over a decade ago, but I still pause beside his grave in the monastery churchyard and give thanks for him every time I visit. The account of the obedience of Mary and Joseph is not just a cute story, but it is, for us, a foundational moment in the New Testament narrative, the point at which God's plans for the redemption of the world become real. From this moment, there is no turning back, and the divine plan becomes divine action. Mary's willingness to cooperate with God enables the birth of Christ, her bearing of the Saviour into the world, and our redemption. Joseph's acceptance of the eternal design appearing through the knotty reality of his own life allowed the Son of God to be born in David's town, close to Jerusalem, where he was to teach, to die, and then to rise again. Through the faith of Mary and of Joseph, Jesus was born at Christmas to share our humanity and to raise us to the life of God's divinity. The obedience of God to God of both Joseph and Mary open for us the gates of heaven. As we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ in a few days' time, let us remember Mary's willingness to say yes to God, as well as Joseph's willingness to trust in God's faithfulness and to be faithful to the young woman he had chosen to marry. This poignant and humbling pre-Christmas scene is a precious message for all of us in our relationships as we struggle, when we feel overwhelmed by life's challenges or question the choices which we each have to make. This Christmas, then, may we take the example of the faithfulness of Mary and Joseph to each other and to God, and ask for God's help to overcome whatever stands in the way of us following God's will in our lives, accepting his healing, his grace, and his transforming work among us, in us and in all our relationships. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.